For day after day they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways, as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken the commands of its God. Isaiah 58:2. Good morning and welcome to Through Their Message. In Isaiah 58, God tells Isaiah, "Shout it aloud and do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their rebellion and to the house of Jacob their sins. For day after day they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways, as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken the commands of its God. They ask me for just decisions and seem eager for God to come near. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves and you have not noticed? And yet, on the day of your fasting, you do as you please and exploit all your workers. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. Is this the kind of fast I have chosen, only a day for a man to humble himself? Is it only for bowing one's head like a reed, for lying on sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? And when you see the naked, to clothe him and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood? Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, 'Here I am.' Oh, the promises of God and the hypocrisy of man, the faithfulness of God and the faithlessness of man, the righteousness of God and the wickedness of man." How do we today, as a people following after God, how do we continually find ourselves walking in the same pair of sandals as the men and women of ancient Israel? Not merely day after day, but continually year after year. It is because we, like them, continue to take our eyes off of God. We get complacent, we entertain temptation and indecision, and when we do, we soon begin to see ourselves in a different light. And what we see is what we want to see, and no other can convince us that we need to change, not for anyone or any reason. Oh, while we may walk in the light, shadows still lurk in of our old ways, our comfortable or familiar ways. And we soon begin to forget that we have been set free from our captors in our Egypt, or just who it was that brought us up out of that Egypt. We soon begin to see ourselves cruising along at a pretty good or fairly consistent pace, and things are going maybe really good, pretty good, or we may have been so busy entertaining that we haven't even noticed what's going on around us. We do get so busy in our activities and those things that we believe we need to be a part of or have in our lives, that we forget who we are and of whose we are. And before we know it, we are just going through the motions of a walk with the Lord, although there is no thought, no concern, or any real connection to Him. Our days are like a wave that is drawn to the beach from out of the ocean, and once on the beach, it is then called back to return to the ocean, but only after spreading itself as far as it can reach. Day and night, day after day, we get up. We try to do as many things as we can squeeze into the day, and then back to bed, to not rest, but only to quiet ourselves just enough to plan for the fullness of the day, which will dawn shortly. We're now going through the motions, meeting needs, yet asking ourselves, why do we do what we do? And in our desire to please others, we don't remember that it is in our pleasing God, in our intimate relationship with Him, in our daily walk with Him, that that is where we will find our rest, our peace, and our hope. Isaiah has been called by God to address the people of Israel about going through the motions when it comes to their relationship with him. He tells Isaiah to shout aloud, to sound the trumpet blast, to wake the people up and to get their attention. Tell them the Lord says, I see what you are doing, but why are you doing it? Why are you going through the motions? Why do you fast and boast of your misery? Why do you pray when you do not know who it is you pray to? And why do you lift yourself up and leave your brother lying on the ground? Why do you draw attention to yourself when your attention should be on the weak, the hungry, the poor, the naked? I have given you so much, and yet you sit upon it. You hoard it. You boast about it. You say that you love me. You gather to worship with me. You gather to pray with me, and yet you don't know me. You don't know the one you worship or pray to. Isaiah 58 is a call to each of us who sit in church every Sunday and go through the motions of worship. Isaiah 58 is a call to each of us when we put on airs, when we have set ourselves in a seat of righteousness that is of our own making. And Isaiah 58 is meant to call out each of us when we believe that what we are doing in our walk with the Lord is the calling of the Lord, although we show no signs of it being his will. It is for us when we stand and harbor bitter feelings towards another, when we hold back or cross the street when we see another in need. And for those of us who will give a tithe every week but not what the Lord is calling us to give, we may offer to help with a project. But are we doing it because no one else will, or do we do it because we want to serve in this way? Matthew Henry's commentary in Isaiah 58 says the Holy Spirit had hypocrites of every age in view. Self-love and timid Christians may say, spare thyself, dislike to the cross, and other motives will say, spare the rich and the powerful. But God says, spare not. And we must obey God, not men. We all need earnestly to pray for God's assistance in examining ourselves. Men may go far toward heaven, and yet come short, and they may go to hell with a good reputation. Many of us have given our lives over to the Lord, but lack the understanding of what that means. And so we walk, but it is the way that we have chosen. We grab onto things in the Scriptures that will not require us to sacrifice, to give up, to offer up, and to bow before the Lord our God. Isaiah 58 is a call to repentance, a call put out not just for the people of that day, but for us today, and it is a call that we all must answer. It is a call to reflect, to ponder, to take notice of your spiritual temperature. God has promised you so many things, wonderful things, and he has plans for you. He seeks you in a relationship. He loves being with you, and he sent his Son to set you free, to die for you. And he wants the best for you, and through that, eternity spending with you. We seek truth for our mates. We seek truth from our children, from our friends, from our co-workers. We seek to be told the truth when we purchase a home or a vehicle, and when we go to the doctor. Truth is important to us when on those things that impact our life. Or it should be. Truth is important to God in all of his relationships. It is what they are built on. God will give nothing less than and should expect nothing less than truth from us. Let us as the children of the living God never give up, never give in to that which will draw us away from the Lord. And let us offer ourselves to him freely as he offered himself for us. Moses once called out to the people of Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and all of your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them upon your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Take them as symbols on your hands, and bind them on your foreheads. And write them on the door frames of your house and on your gates. Deuteronomy 6:4-9. What would each day look like if we, Let the word of the Lord fill our heart. Let the Spirit of the Lord lead our conversation. Let the light of the Lord shine on our path, and let the love of the Lord spill over within you to bless others. What would each day look like if we let the glory of the Lord reign in our life? How might our days and our nights look? Praise be to the Lord, our God, forever and ever, for his mercy, for his compassion, and his love. Amen.